students across Colorado and across the country will walk out of their classrooms later this week to demonstrate how fed up they are with gun violence. Senator Gardner, is there one change to gun laws in this country that you could get behind?
Well, look, I think we have to make sure that we are preventing violence from happening. What happened in Parkland, what's happened in Sutherland Springs, what's happened in Aurora is unacceptable.
Preventing violence is a laudable goal. How would you do it?
Yeah. So there's a couple things that we ought to do. We ought to take advantage of the language that we passed in the 21st Century Cures Act that would provide more training to counselors at schools to help identify those who could carry out such a heinous act, who could commit harm against their fellow students. I had a law enforcement roundtable in Colorado last week where we met with sheriffs and law enforcement from around the state who talked about some of the healthcare barriers that are preventing them from helping those who may be at risk of committing harm to their communities. And those are things that we can look at. So I hope that we have a broad discussion in this community, in this country, about what we need to do to prevent harm. We have constitutional rights at stake. We have to protect those rights of law-abiding citizens, but we have to make sure that we can prevent this kind of harm from happening.
So nowhere in that answer did you point to the guns themselves, the tool that is used. Is there anything you'd change about gun laws in particular?
Well, if there's things that we need to do to make sure that the Air Force, for instance, or the government is failing to forward information to background checks, that's important that we do that. We have to provide due process in these circumstances. So we should look at that. That's what we should do. But we have to be very careful that we're providing due process, making sure that information is there, and then acting on mental health issues that seem to be very common in this. The other thing we have to point out is, where was the failure in law enforcement, especially in places like Florida, where the sheriff's office was apparently contacted by somebody over 40 times? Could that have prevented this act? So there's a lot of information that we need, a lot of angles that we can take, but I think it's important that we have these very, very difficult conversations.
That is U.S. Senator from Colorado, Republican Cory Gardner, recorded late Friday. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, Gardner has benefited greatly from National Rifle Association spending. They come to that conclusion by adding up direct NRA support, independent spending in his races, and money spent to defeat Gardner's opponents since his first congressional race in 2010 for a grand total of about $3.8 million. Gardner's response?
If they spent money outside of the campaign, then that's how they've spent their money. But what is true is the NRA opposed my campaign in 2010, supported a Democrat for Congress. I don't take the belief that I do because of the NRA. I take the belief because of the Constitution.
Indeed, in 2010, the National Rifle Association supported his opponent, incumbent Betsy Markey. But Gardner got their endorsement in his 2014 Senate race, and the NRA's Political Action Committee today gives Gardner an A rating. This is Colorado Matters from CPR News.